That's one thing you talked about in the when you were talking about the moving image that intrigued me is you mentioned the discovery of the unconscious of dreams, which is by definition a world of fluctuating images, psychedelia, and film, right. And by extension we can talk about animation. But it is interesting the way that if you leave aside the different ontological spaces where these things occur, you are pointing towards some similar logic of flowing images that are pregnant with something more than simply the surfaces of images.
Well, you looked at that thing about the film objects, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was really interesting, I thought, to deconstruct film in that particular way.
Yeah. What is it about that seems kind of rich?
Well, it stresses the role of time in defining all these situations. I mean, a film object is best applied, obviously, to film, but on the other hand, you and I are like that, or an automobile in traffic, or an investment over a decade is still some kind of self-transforming thing, referent to its own structure, but constantly redefining itself. And, that's very... The world is its own film, or the world is its own kinetic unfolding. And if you take that away, then you don't have a world.